Today is the 11th of July. It's about 5:30 in the morning, and we are continuing in our book, the writing of the book, exposing the lies of free will. And we last time covered in chapter 7 the free will lies against the unfailing grace and eternal life. And we see that now in chapter 8 we're going to get specific regarding three individuals: George Whitfield, John Wesley, and Augustus Toplady. During the 18th century revival in England, which is often called the Great Awakening, it was conducted by George Whitfield and John Wesley. Although they cooperated for a time, doctrinal conflict became apparent because they were not preaching the same gospel. Whitfield said of Wesley's teachings, quote, "Sad terrors have been sown here. It will require some time to pluck them up. The doctrine of the gospel, doctrines of the gospel are sadly run down, and most monstrous errors propagated." John Wesley also detested the teachings of Augustus Toplady. But anyway, Whitfield wrote Wesley a letter in 1740 refuting his false teachings. And Wesley's refusal to declare the doctrine of election and final perseverance when it's clearly taught in Scripture. Whitfield also rebukes Wesley for teaching that Christ died not only for those that are saved, but also for those that perish. And Wesley's teachings were borrowed from many sources, but mainly were from Anglo-Catholic traditions. He read many of the mystics. Of course, his Methodism taught that anyone could be saved and denied reprobation. Well, I'm going to add some comments that are not in the book here, but John Wesley was very much vested in teaching deception because it tickled the ears of his hearers. It was good marketing. And his movement, the Methodist Church, is still propagating those lies today. Now, back to the book. John Wesley also detested the teachings of Augustus Toplady and maligned him in every way possible. Wesley spread lies about Toplady, even when Toplady was at the point of death. And when Toplady became aware of it, he literally got up off of his deathbed and publicly refuted Arminianism and he embraced the doctrines of grace once more. Even after Toplady died, Wesley continued to besmirch the character of Toplady. The only reason Wesley so hated Toplady was because of his reputation on biblical grounds of the Arminianism of Wesley. It's the only reason. Well, we find the same thing happening today with those who are teaching the false doctrine of Arminianism and free will. They will do everything possible to attack and malign those who would expose their lies in the light of biblical truth. They cannot handle the truth. And so, anyway, that's really in a nutshell chapter 8. It's a short chapter, but the reason that I wanted to include it in the book is it shows, so points out that once a person buys into the lie, they will do anything to reinforce and teach the lie. You know, they will do anything to reinforce and teach this lie. And Scripture tells us there will come a time when they will no longer endure sound doctrine. Okay, but they will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they will be turned unto fables. You know, isn't that what we find here? We're 2 Timothy 4:3. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Well, I think that there's a preponderance of that happening today. And we're told that we're to watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. It says that they shall be turned unto fables. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. You know, we are told to be instant in season. Preach the word. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Well, that is a timely admonition for us today, is it not? That in a time where not only Arminianism, but now we have a whole other doctrine being taught. We see the charismata and the charismatic movement. And, of course, the name it and claim it gospel. All springing from this Arminianism. It's all springing from this doctrine of free will. That's where it comes from. And so, we must come against it. We must speak against it. So that's it for today. May the good Lord be with you as we think on these things. There are many John Wesleys of today. Okay? There are many. Southern Baptist Convention promotes the doctrines of free will. The United Methodist Church promotes it. The Church of the Nazarene promotes it. The Assemblies of God promote it. And most major denominations promote Arminianism, the doctrine of free will, the denial of election and predestination, and the effectual work of Christ in His atonement. God be with you this day.